We're going to talk to you this morning about, as it's our first International Sunday, and I praise God because you are here. Let me see who is here this morning. How many British people we have here? Come on, British people, you don't need to be polite. Be extravagant today, okay? Come on, British people! Okay. Nigerian people! Brazilian people! South African! Uganda! Prince is not here. Okay. Who else?
Zimbabwe!
Look at this. Philippines! India! Okay. Indian people. Arabic. Don't shake. You are holding the camera. Who else? Any other nationality here?
Hungary!
Okay. Are you hungry? Sri Lanka! By the way, they have a dessert that is amazing. I don't know if you brought it today, but who else?
French.
Any Scottish?
French.
French. Fantastic. Can you see? A few days ago, my wife and I, we were talking about it, how international is our church, naturally. Woo-hoo. And we found at least 18 different nationalities.
Wow.
Of course, 90% of them, they are already born here, but they came from those countries. And we have this great pleasure. And when somebody asks me, how is your church? I say, my church is a little piece of heaven. Because in heaven it's gonna be like this. Where you came from? Oh, I came from Brazil. Oh, where you came from? I came from Zimbabwe. Where you came? Wow. And now we are all together for eternity. Can you see the dimension of it? Are you prepared to live together for eternity, all of us? Can you imagine? Every day is a Sunday for us. It's gonna be a Sunday. Can you imagine this? Christian, can you imagine this? See me every day. My wife is a little bit sad because she lives with me 24/7. In eternity, we are gonna just keep on. And so let's go to the point. Different races, only one God. Where's the slide, please? Different races, only one God. Isaiah 66, verse 21 says, if you have a Bible, I want to encourage you to open it. In Isaiah 66, verse 18, verse 20 and 21. We are going to just jump up verse 19, which is not relevant for us today. Is it still relevant? But not for this message. Verse 18, verse 20 and 21, okay? I'm gonna read New King James Version, all right? The Bible says, for I know their works. If you can read there, you have a good vision. For I know their works and their thoughts. It shall be that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. Verse 20, Then they shall bring all your brethren for an offering to the Lord out of all nations, on horses and in chariots and in litters, on mules, on camels, to my holy mountain, Jerusalem, says the Lord. As the children of Israel bring an offering in a clean vessel into the house of the Lord, and I will also take some of them for priests and Levites, says the Lord. Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
So the first verse says, for I know their works and their thoughts, and it shall be that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. How many of you guys wants to see the glory of God today?
Amen.
Could you turn to somebody and say, I can see the glory of God in your life. Glory of God is already here. It's already here. It's in your life. Friends, God has a purpose in everything. Amen. He never does anything without a plan. He's God. During this time that we are hearing a lot about globalization, diversity, and multicultural, God is establishing His kingdom, rising up His own people as one nation that will raise their voices together, glorifying God as the only true God who deserves all worship and adoration. Not too long from now, please pay attention, not too long from now, the whole earth is going to recognize His Lordship upon the nations. And this recognition will happen only because of this one voice that will be heard from this chosen people, saved and redeemed by His blood, a people that is called a church. This one voice will come from this people called a church.
Yes!
Thank you, God. Amen. So it's not talking about angels. This is not talking about archangels. This is not talking about any heavenly being. But it's talking about the church. And I'm totally convinced that the time of revival, please pay attention, the time of revival is just around the corner.
Amen.
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 I experienced something like this a few days ago when in the day of Pentecost, remember this, on Pentecost Sunday, we did a service here, and I said, this afternoon, I'm gonna go to the Trafalgar Square for a big celebration of Pentecost there. It's gonna be an open-air service, a time of worship, and some people from the church went there. We were there, about 10 people in the middle of the crowd, and We could worship the Lord with Matt Redman. We could worship the Lord with some other people, and we could hear some messages there. But the apex moment, the high point moment in that time, in the middle of the Trafalgar Square, a place that I have been there for so many years, because every people that come to visit us, we take them to Trafalgar Square to see Big Ben, London Eye, and all this stuff, London Bridge. You know, I have been in Trafalgar Square. I have sat on those lions sometimes taking pictures, but I've never been there to pray. And in that day, we had the opportunity to bow on our knees. Thousands of people doing the same thing all together and praying for England and praying for UK, praying for London, praying for people that that needs to be saved in that city. And I'm sure in that day, something in the spiritual realm has been broken.
Amen.
Oh, wow. I was expecting amen, and you gave the amen. Something has been broken that day because of our prayer. And that prayer has been done not for celebrities, not for angels, not for cherubims, not for anyone else, but for the church. The church stood up in the middle of the Trafalgar Square. Thousands of people. You know, when we are just doing a trip in London, we can't imagine how many Christians we have. How many Christians, how many people believe in God in the same place, because we are there not to worship the Lord, we are there just to see the lions, just to go to the National Gallery, just to see Big Ben from far. We are not there to think about God. But friends, when I was there with that purpose, to hear from God, to worship the Lord, and I saw the rain coming up, coming down in that day, and I said, no Lord, I know this is London, but not today, please. Give us a good time. And I'm sure that my prayer was not the only one in that day. And just a few sprinkles in us, the rain went away. And the sun came up. And the glory of God was amazing in that place. I saw people praying for people. I saw many people asking prayer for healing, for salvation, for so many things. So one more time I want to say, revival is coming to this nation.
Amen.
Amen. And why revival? Why does revival, is revival coming upon this nation? Because of His church. Because of you and me. Let me tell you something. Who is the church today? It's not a building. Could you tell somebody, church is not a building? Church is not a building. God is not living there. Church is you and me. When we are together, the Bible says when we are two or three together, there is a church in there. Because He said, I will be there. So we are a church that is crying out for something strong, for something great. So from this verse, from this passage we just read in Isaiah 66, I just grabbed some principles that is very important for us. First one, it doesn't matter who you are or where you came from, we are all God's people. We are all God's children. Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Can you see this then? Can you read all together? It doesn't matter who you are or where you came from. We are all God's children. Amen? So skin color, language, culture, this is nothing. This is nothing. In Jesus, we are all made one. One day I was thinking about unity in the church. Sometimes I lay down on my sofa or whatever, and I start to fly over so many things. And I was thinking about church. I never think about church, you know? And I was thinking about church environment. And I got the one conclusion about church. Friends, church is the only place on earth that black, white, yellow, brown, they all sit together and they call each other brothers and sisters.
Amen.
We can see a simple builder or whatever hard work are you with a judge in a high level job sitting together and calling each other brothers and sisters. only in the church that happens, not in other place. If you try to go as a simple person in some kind of posh restaurant, you can't even pass by. Because you are not dressed in accordance to that place, or because you are not a member of that club, you are not part of that team, you can't even pass by. But the church, anyone can come, can come in, can sit down shoulder to shoulder and call each other brothers and sisters. I remember one day I went to a very posh restaurant in Watford because somebody paid for us. I don't have money to pay that. My money doesn't afford that restaurant. It's the Grove in Watford. Wow, man. What a food, Jay. What a food, man. I ate too much. By the way, when I go home, I vomit a lot. You know, poor people, when they never have something and they eat a lot. When I got home, I was, I think I ate too much. Because it was so expensive. I knew the price, you know? But what a posh place. Praise God, somebody paid for it. At least once I went to that place, okay? But church is like this. It doesn't matter who you are or where you came from, we are all in the same place. We are all God's children. Color, language, culture cannot separate us. Amen. Because we have one thing that can make us one, is the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So we are not in union. You are united. We are united. Amen. Do you know the difference between union and unity? It's not the same word. Kind of, but it's not the same meaning. Union is when you get together for something. Let's get together to play football today. Union. But unity is something that we get together forever. We are brothers and sisters forever. We are in unity, not union. Amen. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26, 28 says, for Paul says again, for you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. And all who have been united with Christ in baptism have put on Christ like putting on new clothes. There is no longer Jew or Gentile, slave or free, male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Let's say it together. We are all one in Christ Jesus. Amen. Number two, in Jesus Christ, second principle, in Jesus, we were all set together as one nation, only for Him. Only for Him. I have this conviction in my heart that God brought us to this country from different parts of the world to be together. Let me tell you something. Today was in God's agenda for a long, long time. Amen. Today we are proving that it's possible to be together and worship the same Lord. It's possible to be together from different nations, different races, different language, different culture. And we all can bow down before the same God and say, you are our God, our Lord and Savior. Amen. So in Jesus, we were all set together as one nation. Nobody's better than any other. We can't say we are better than any other. We can't say that. We are all equal in His eyes. We have some speciality. That's the fact. For example, nobody plays football like Brazilian people. Please don't remember. 7-0. Don't remember. Against Germany. And I hate Germany. I love them. I love them. Nobody's better than any other. Some countries, they are better in football. Some countries, they are better in cricket. Some countries, they are better in food. So food, for example, is not the strength of this country, isn't it? What is the typical food in England?
Fish and chips.
Friend, I love fish and chips, but this is not a proper food.
Full English breakfast.
I love fish and chips, but this is not kind of proper food. It's a nice snack for me. Okay? However, there are something in this country that is not in any other country. The culture, the health and safety stuff. Now I love these guys, but in the beginning I used to hate them. Because, you know, if you come from Brazil, well, you don't care if this case is here blocking the door. They don't care about it in Brazil. They don't care. And there is a sign there, fire exit. But we put lots of stuff in the door. But here, in England, if I see something like this, now, 16 years in England, I learned the lesson. Now I'm the first. Take this out of there, because this is fire exit. I'm the first one. Why? We absorbed the culture. Thank you, George. Health and safety. We have to preserve our lives. Amen? So, we are good in something, not too good in another thing, but when we are together, friends, we are all good. We are the best ones. I was expecting the game. I'm gonna say again, when we are together, we must expect good things, because we are better than anyone in the name of Jesus, because we are different all together. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, look at this. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people. We are special. Could you tell somebody? You are special. Did you know that? You are special. Amen? His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light.
Amen.
Wow, fantastic. We are here because we have the same story. By the way, different stories, but the same ending. We ended up with Jesus being saved, being touched by his glory. Amen? And number three, I'm going to finish. Waters flowing. Waters flowing. It speaks of the fullness of the Holy Spirit in those days. Waters flowing. It speaks of fullness of the Holy Spirit in these days. By the unity, friends, by the unity in him, we will bring revival into this land.
Amen.
Amen. When we get together, we provoke revival in the nation. Revival is not a mission for Sunrise Church or Baptist Church or Assembly of God. No, no, no. Revival will come when all congregations, I can't say all churches, because Jesus doesn't have churches. He has different congregations, but only one church. only one bride. Amen? Only one church. So all the congregations together, when we are praying together, I love praying together with other pastors. Sometimes I visit some pastors in the town. I go there to have a chat, coffee, and pray together for our town. When we do this, the glory of God comes to our place. Amen? Rivers of life must flow all around the earth by His power in us. Amen? So it's not, this is not a mission from angels. This is not a mission from archangels. This is not a mission from for celebrities. This is a mission for His church. And today we are gathering together in this place as a church. Are you with me? Can you declare we are a church in this place? The last verse says, Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 14 says, "For as the waters fill the sea, the earth will be filled with an awareness of the glory of the Lord." In the same way the waters fill the sea, cover the earth, the glory of God will cover our lives. The glory of God will manifest in this place. Days will come, friends. Days is about to come that we will see people crying in the street. But not crying for sadness, for any need. Crying because the presence of God is going to be in the street. People walking around miles, you're going to see people crying. And if you ask them, they say, "I don't know why am I crying. I just felt the presence of God inside of me." And this is a mission of His church. Being together. Say with me, together. So togetherness is something that is in God's heart. And we must preserve it. We must preserve it. We are brothers and sisters together. From different race, from different nations, from different cultures, from different languages. With all things that we have, we do well. And things that we do not do well. But when we are together, we are perfect. We are perfect. Let me pray for you. Let me pray for you. In the name of Jesus. Can we all stand up, please? Can we give our hands to each other right now? And make a big, big change this morning, this place. Give your hands to somebody beside you. Before we pray, tell somebody we are one in Christ Jesus. Holy Spirit, I just pray right now. In the name of Jesus, that you may come this morning. By the way, you are already here. But come in the sense of moving in this place. Move around us today in this place and bring us your unity. Let us feel the same feeling that they were feeling in Jerusalem at the first century. When we read the book of Acts, we can see not many churches. We can see many groups of people, but only one church. So today, Holy Spirit, I just pray that you may come with a holy visitation and touch every single heart in this room in the name of Jesus. And let us enjoy this time together. Now is a time for presentations from different countries. And later on, we are going to eat together different dishes. But Lord, through everything we are
still doing today. Let your name be glorified. Let your name be exalted. As we read first, we are going to gather all the nations together and you're going to show your glory.
Amen.
Lord, even though we are going to have some fun now, let your name be glorified. We have the right to be happy, Lord Jesus, because we are the happiest people on earth. Because we have Jesus in our heart. In the name of Jesus, we pray for your glory.
Amen.
And everybody say,
amen.
And everybody say,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.